It's In the Moment from SDPB Radio. I'm Matt Wiesner with Summer with the Symphony. Each week through the summer months, performances from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And today, music recorded in February at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Music by Sergei Prokofiev, his Sinfonia Concertante. Before we dig into the music, Lori Walsh spoke with South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer and guest artist on this concert, cellist Anthony Ross, principal cellist with the Minnesota Orchestra. Lori started by asking how they ended up playing this piece.
We're in an argument about that right now because we have competing memories about, because in my view, it's been 15 years of Tony like wanting me to get to play this piece. But you said it's originally my idea.
It was. Originally, we worked together for the first time in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Right.
And we played a couple beautiful concertos there. And I remember you saying, well, let's do Prokofiev sometime. And I, at the moment, that was, I think that might have been 20 years ago.
I haven't been here that long.
You weren't here yet at that point.
Yes, I was.
Okay.
So it was like,
I'm just going to step out.
14 years
ago.
Okay. 14 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, well, time doesn't go that fast, I guess. But I said, well, that's not in my repertoire, that piece. I love the piece, but I just haven't done it anywhere. And since then, Minnesota Orchestra asked me to do it, and another orchestra, so I performed it, and it's just a gas to play. It's a phenomenal 20th century masterpiece that had, I have a connection to it because as I was growing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, of course, learning the cello, my idol was Mstislav Rostropovich, the great Russian cellist who died in 07. And this piece came about because of him, actually. I didn't know that at the time. When I was learning to play the cello, I had this record of Rostropovich playing the Dvorak concerto, and I think I played that record about 500 times till it wore out. And but at any rate, this he inspired Prokofiev to write this piece. It's a very long and complicated story, very interesting. I don't know if you want to hear it.
I would like to hear some,
But Prokofiev had written a cello concerto in, I think it was 1942, which got panned. It's still out there. You can find performances of it. It's called a concert piece, his first concerto. And it's not a great piece, actually. But in 1947, when Rostropovich was 20 years old, he was playing it as a student at the small hall in the Moscow Conservatory, and Prokofiev was there, and he heard it. And he fell in love with Rostropovich at that point, and Rostropovich's career was just beginning. And they said, well, you have to write. He said, don't play this again. I'm going to rewrite it. We have to do this sometime. And he didn't really get to it at first. It took him this was 47, so he started finally in 1950 rewriting this piece, and it went through a couple different things, and Rostropovich helped him with it. And by 1952, they finally had this version we have are playing today, which is a brilliant piece. I kind of call it the Romeo and Juliet for solo cello and orchestra, because it has these soaring melodies, just like Prokofiev's famous ballet, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Can you see the evolution of what, I mean, do we have records of how it evolved?
We do.
Do we just see the final?
We still have that old music is still there, yeah. But I'd rather play the perfected version and a version that, you know, really my idol as a cello player. In fact, it's actually the biggest regret of my life as a cellist that I never actually went to Rostropovich and banged down his door and got some lessons with him. It was very difficult to do back
in
the day.
Did you meet him?
I met him at a couple concerts and heard him play live, but I never took any lessons with him, which is a regret for me, but I certainly listened to him a lot.
Is that something that you could have done?
Absolutely.
It
was very difficult.
Are you being hard on yourself?
Well, it was extremely expensive, and you'd have to go to the town he was in. You have to give everything up and, you know, go live there. And so it was incredibly impractical for me to be able to do it. I didn't have a lot of money or anything like that. But, you know, you make things happen if you
I think that's a good lesson for students today, too, who are trying to find their path, is that sometimes if this is your path, it's worth, you know, pounding on the door of somebody and saying, I won't regret this.
Absolutely.
It's indeed a life lesson. I think it plays out in music a lot because you can't make it in this world unless you do that.
Well, we have students who are driving up on the weekend to take lessons with Tony Ross.
That's true.
So
in fact, I looked over the cello section last night. I was like, wow, I know all those guys. I've given lessons to all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
From Jesse to Darren to your second chair.
Sharon Rogers.
There was another one in there. So it's like, yeah. Wow.
Ben Osterhaus, probably. Yes. Yeah. All exactly. those guys. Yeah.
I don't think the regular listening public understands really sometimes what musicians go through to get the training and the experience and what they really need to be at that next level. And that's, right. It seems like you go to music conservatory and, you know, then you're done and you're playing with the orchestra.
Right.
Not quite that simple.
Right. And it's great to be here because your orchestra sounds fantastic. David's done a great job and you've got great players.
Why did you want to program this piece with this soloist?
It was all his idea.
Here we go again. Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I didn't know the piece really. So, it's always a joy for me to provide the opportunity for a great soloist to play the piece that they most want to play. Mm-hmm. Rather than me dictating to somebody play this piece or something like that, you know, it's that's just one of the big pleasures of my job is fulfilling other people's dreams.
Right. How does a piece like this with a soloist, whether it's Dusuk Kim or whether it's Tony Ross or whether it's somebody else that you've brought in, how does that fit into the overall, you know, audience experience over a season? Because this is a very different experience to see a soloist versus, you know, to come for a Mahler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's since the very beginnings of what we call classical music, concertos, solo pieces for a virtuoso to play with the orchestra accompanying them has been a part of it all through the, 400, 500 years worth of orchestral music being written. So it's not just that audiences expect it, it's that the composers themselves, they grow through the process. You know, you can, you know, take the piano concertos of Mozart, for instance. I mean, just looking at where the ground that he traversed in his 36 short years to that 27th concerto, right, which is just mind-blowing.
Exactly. And this is no exception with the Prokofiev. It's part conversation, part contest between the cellist and the orchestra. I mean, there's ingenious writing in this piece where, for instance, I'm playing some very high notes and I'm playing a duet with really low trumpet players. And it's this kind of, and that kind of juxtaposition is really interesting. And there's really kind of stark colors in this piece because of that. In case there's a big tuba part even, and then there's, I mean, it's amazing. Then I play a duet with the flute and then, you know, the string section occasionally. So it goes, the orchestration is phenomenal with this piece.
Cellist Anthony Ross and Delta David Geyer, the music director of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, speaking with Lori Walsh here on In the Moment. And next, here's the music. Sergei Prokofiev's Sinfonia Concertante on Summer with the Symphony on SDPB. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded this past February, Delta David Geyer leading the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra with guest artist, cellist Anthony Ross. He's the principal cellist with the Minnesota Orchestra. Here on Summer with the Symphony, recorded by Earsay at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. I'm Matt Wiesner. Each week through the summer months, performances from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And next time, Tchaikovsky. It comes from that same concert in February. We're going to hear the first half of a symphony by Tchaikovsky, inspired by poetry by Lord Byron, his Manfred Symphony. That's coming up on Summer with the Symphony here on SDPB.